I'm going to go back to Maggie, just to take a bit of a step back. And if you look at, I mean, your constituency look at oceans and aquaculture investments. How do they kind of look at the land-based segment versus other types of aquaculture investments?
Well, that's a great question. And on the production side, I think what makes land-based aquaculture particularly appealing to our members is the potential sustainability piece. And I don't want to say that the land-based aquaculture is inherently sustainable, because we know that it depends on your energy use and your water use and how you're actually producing. But you know, when we look at many of the negative impacts on that net pen aquaculture has, when we see that coupled with declining wild fish stocks, when we see that coupled with the increased demand for protein for seafood, if you're able to do land-based aquaculture sustainably, you know, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir here, but you know, it's a fantastic potential solution. Demand for protein. And so for investors who are sustainably minded, it's particularly appealing. And I think that's what was driving and does continue to drive this interest. I think perhaps as offshore aquaculture becomes a bit more feasible on the technology and the capital side, then there might be some competition there. But truly, for investors who are sustainably minded, that's where land-based aquaculture comes into play. And I think, again, going back to the ancillary technology or some of the input piece, there are opportunities for investors to invest in that broader ecosystem and continue to play a role in pushing land-based aquaculture operations to being more sustainable as we work on these particular pieces.
That's great. Thank you. And again, we're just waiting for questions to be assembled. So I'll just keep asking away. It looks like there you go.